and loose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes
the money. You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Paolo on the line. And Paolo, it is really a very difficult time in the world, one that we probably have never seen. But we got to keep going, don't we?
We definitely have to keep going because as it's showing more and more, some places the coronavirus hasn't really affected it, and people are keep going. I mean, bookie shops are still open. Betting is still going on. In North America, things are shut down, but in other places, from what I hear, it's still going on strong.
Well, you may have saw my post last night. Thanks to FlashScore, we're not going to only learn more about soccer. We're going to learn a lot more about geography.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what's going to happen.
I'm learning a lot more Spanish because I'm going to be covering some Mexican soccer.
There you go. There you go. You have to do it. This is what you have to do.
Okay, so let's look at what we normally would cover on a weekly show. First of all, we would have been recording the call on a Thursday. And
right.
We waited till Friday this week because we wanted to see what else got canceled. And between yesterday and today, the XFL got canceled for the year.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
So the Masters got canceled. All the major sports got canceled. So what are you going to talk about today?
Well, the first thing that I'm going to talk about is going to start off with Russian soccer. Russian soccer is still going strong. My first play is I like Zenit St. Petersburg to win this game pretty easily. Even though the odds are low, I think Zenit is a very solid favorite, and I look for over 1.5 goals there, and they might even win by 2 goals. My next game in Russia again, I like Cheska Moscow to win at 1.6 odds. I think Cheska is a pretty strong play. They do always well domestically. Sometimes even in Europe, they're a pretty strong team. And my third game, still from Russia, is FK Krasnospor. It's 2.14, and the game to go over 1.5 goals. That's what I like from Russia. Moving on, we move on to Sweden. Sweden has some games this week, some cup games, but considering the circumstances, I'll put some plays on them. I like Malmö to win at 1.6, Hammarby Gothenburg over 2.5 goals, and Häcken Elfsborg, both teams to score. We move on from Sweden and we go to Ukraine. Ukraine, I like Kiev to win at 1.45. I like Shakhtar to win at 1.84 and over 2.5 goals. And then we move on and we go to the Turkish League. In the Turkish League, I like Galatasaray, Besiktas, both teams to score. Nice odds. We move on to Colombia and I like in Colombia, Junior FC Barranquilla, 1.55 to win. And another game from the Turkish League is Alianzaspor, 1.59 to win. Moving on with my final selections, we go to Mexico. And in Mexico, I like Santos Laguna, Necaxa, over 2.5 goals. I like Leon Pumas, both teams to score. I like Monterrey plus 0.5. I don't think Monterrey will lose this game. I think they might even win this game. And my final pick in the Mexican is I like Tigres to get the win at 1.59. These are my selections. And as you see, there were plenty of selections to make.
Yeah, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you went through 6 different countries, probably at least 3 different continents. So my question is on Mexican soccer. Well, first of all, let's look at these plays. Would you normally look at these leagues?
Normally, not really, but the Mexican soccer, once you start handicapping it on a weekly basis, it becomes routine, like the other leagues, because the soccer is good, and you definitely can separate the powerhouses from the pretenders. So there are a couple of teams that are very, very strong, like CF Americas are strong, Tigres is strong. So there are a couple of teams that really, like, shine. So from what I see right now, with all the leagues shutting down and everything, like starting next week, I think full concentration is going to go into the Mexican soccer.
Okay, when you have a league in a country that you normally wouldn't look at, they might be down 5, 6, 7, 8 on your list, but you don't get to it because you're dealing with the England and Spain and Italy and all those places that are postponed. What are you looking at? What's the first thing you're going to look at to see, hey, this is a team I want to put my Euros on?
The thing that I'm looking at the most is I'm looking at form. I'm looking at form, and because I have some contacts that I talk to, and I see the power, I know which teams in Mexico are strong. Like, I might not get it right 1, 2, but by the third week, I will be completely tuned in like usually I am in all the other leagues in the Mexican soccer. And this is one league right now that I'm really, really tuning in, because I hear a lot of people are going to be betting very serious money on the Mexican soccer. So I'm going to separate the few teams that I know very well, like CF America. That's a powerhouse team. Like this week, CF America is playing against, I think it's a local derby, with a very strong team that they're playing this week. They might even get the win, but I can see goals in this game. But you got to just separate the power from the teams that are not powerful. So, like, because it's this week, this is our first week that we're doing this with all the leagues that got shut down. But starting next week, we will be more in tune because we will know that these are the leagues, this is what we have, and this is what we can focus on. So Mexican soccer will become a top priority.
All right, so let's look at what I'm looking at right now. And this is, of course, whenever I'm going to be talking to anybody about soccer, I'm not going to be using ESPN. I'm going to be using FlashScore. And FlashScore is going to give me the entire schedule. And then if I start digging deep into FlashScore, it'll give me more information. But what I'm seeing right now is Mexico has Liga MX, Ascensio MX, Liga Premier Series A, Liga Premier Series B.
The difference is that you got to look at the league, that the ones with the Santos Lagunas, with the CF Americas, or Tigres. This is the power of the Mexican soccer. The other games are very unpredictable. They're lower level leagues, and it's hard to get a feel for the team. Because 1 week, the team can come out and score 4 goals, and the next week, they can lose by 4. It's very unpredictable soccer, the Mexican, the lower leagues and the women's league.
Now, the other aspect of Mexican soccer that's good if you're a North American is time zones.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So we're looking at the games are starting at 11 o'clock, they're starting at 5 o'clock, and they're starting in the evening. So in other words, whereas with Champions League or Italy or England, again, I've talked about where the games are at 4:30. Now, that's great if you wake up to a winner, but it doesn't allow you to really do live action unless you're willing to set your alarm clock at 4:30 in the morning. And I'm not really willing to do that for soccer. I will do that for when they play the NFL in Europe. Why would I do it for soccer?
And another thing that's going to work in our favor starting from next week is the Russian soccer. In Russia, the power separates. So these leagues now that are left, and people say, oh, why should I bet the Russian team? But this week, I'm going to put my money on Zenit St. Petersburg. Even though the odds are 1.3, I'm getting value. So, like, if I put some good money on it, I still can get a winner. And this is a powerhouse team. So I have separated the pretenders from the powerhouses. And this is how you have to handicap soccer at the present moment. that we are dealing with the coronavirus.
Okay, so there's another question I want to ask about soccer. How many matches a week do they play?
Usually they play one or two matches a week, the team. But usually
so,
it's one.
If we look at Mexican soccer on the weekend, and we're
right.
talking about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
yes.
will they play again another game before we talk about them again the next week?
I don't think so. Sometimes they do play on a Wednesday, but usually most of the games are on the weekend. So we don't have to worry about Mexican soccer.
It is. It's just it's a crazy time. There's no doubt about that. It really is. And in terms of taking the best part of what we've got is making lemons. You get lemons, you make lemonade. I don't know if they have that saying in Greece, but here in America, if you get lemons, because lemons can be sour and they're pretty nasty tasting.
Exactly. But if you really look at it, it's teaching us something more. It's making us understand more leagues. It's broadening our horizons. And I don't think somebody this week is going to stop him and going in the Santos Laguna Necaxa betting over 2.5 goals if you can get 1.5 or 1.6 odds and putting some money and making money. Because the bottom line is, even though we're in a coronavirus crisis, people still need to make money. Because if you don't make money, how are you going to survive this crisis?
Well, the best part, too, in a wager like that is when they get that third goal, either it's still in the first half like you had a game last week early in the second half, and then you're just sitting around waiting for the game to be graded because you know you're cashing. There's nothing better than having a ticket in your hand that you know you can cash already, and the only way you'll ever do that is with an over bet because under bets, though they're winning when you start, they could always lose. And a side bet, they could always lose. But once a game goes over, it's over, and there's no change in that.
And the thing is that when I studied my plays yesterday, I had Belgium, I had other leagues. And when I look at these plays today, the Russian, the Swedish, the Ukraine, and all that, I said, wait a minute, there's value here. And there are some plays that are valuable here. So the thing is, these countries don't have a problem with coronavirus. These countries are putting in good squads, good teams, and there's money to be made. There's money, because if you really look at it, in the summer, a lot of the big leagues are not playing, but people are still betting Norwegian soccer, they're still betting Denmark soccer, and they're still betting Sweden. And if you look in the Norwegian and Swedish soccer in the summer, most of the games, if you're betting over 2.5, you're cashing tickets. Because these people, there's goals scored, so you're cashing tickets, you see? There's always ways to make money.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of postponed games, but there's a lot of games that aren't postponed. So let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to look at some of the countries that we didn't talk about but that are still having soccer action. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win. And JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We are talking Paolo. We are talking coronavirus. We are talking postponements. We are talking cancellations. But more importantly, we're talking about taking lemons and making lemonade. So, Paolo, you're telling me your favorite two countries going forward for soccer are going to be Mexico and Argentina, but why?
Because the powerful teams over there, I know the teams, I know the leagues, I've studied them because I have extensive knowledge of Russian, I have Ukraine, I know these leagues also, and the Swedish, so I know the teams, but I want to focus mostly on the Mexican. Because on the Mexican, down in Greece, a lot of people, even when the big leagues are playing, I see people at the bookie shops going and putting hundreds of euros on the Mexican soccer. So the Mexican soccer is not like a chip change. You know, it's more popular than MLS. It's more popular. I can say that it's even more popular in betting than hockey. Hockey is not a popular betting sport, but Mexican soccer is.
No, I posted this week, I think, on hockey. To find hockey on ESPN, which is in North America the number one website for sports, you have to click and click and click because hockey doesn't even make it to the front page. You got to go inside. Whereas soccer, when you're on a soccer website like FlashScore, that's all it is soccer.
Put it this way. When I was like with my wife down at the bookie shops in Macedonia, we walk inside the bookie shops. All the things were going like legit. I walked to a bookie shop and I see guys going in and betting Mexican soccer. This is why I told you that it's popular, because a lot of people like the Mexican soccer, and for some reason it's high quality entertainment. So as long as Mexico, so far there's only 12 cases, and I don't think it's going to escalate in Mexico. It looks like there's something to make money, something to look after, and something to take care of our families. That's the bottom line.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Because if you look at it, okay, let's say all the sports were going on. Like, you had something good, like you said, about the XFL. I agree with you. The XFL was, after we get to know it and all that, was good. You had your data and everything. But look at it this way. Baseball's going to start. They're not going to go without baseball all summer, correct?
Yep.
Baseball is a great betting sport, and you have the data, you have the knowledge, the pitchers, like you said, and all that. So if you really look at it, the only hit that we're really taking, and England's going to start up again in April. They're going to start the leagues. I mean, if you really look at it, NBA, maybe the only hit that we're really taking is the college game.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to waste my time sitting and handicapping hockey for hours when a puck, you know, like my wife says, it's a puck. Anything can happen. I'm not going to put my money on big money in a hockey game. So,
besides a puck, it's ice. Ice is probably the when you go to drive and it's icy, what do they say? Be careful, it's icy. If you go down the steps and it's icy, what do they say? Be careful, it's icy. But they play the game on ice.
Exactly. And from my experience, when I go inside the bookie shops in Greece or Yevgeli or Singapore and these places, and most of the people that I know that are handicapped, and most of the people that follow my place, right, like right now, they don't want hockey and all that. They don't care. They just want to find solid plays that they can make money and survive through this coronavirus. That's what they care about.
And that sums it up for us. I couldn't think of a better way to say it.
Yeah, and we have the right. You have the right approach. I have the right approach, because if you sit there and you look at the situation and say, "Oh my God, it's hopeless. It's this and that." But seriously, I see people moving on with their lives, because look, in Greece, people still walk inside the bookie shop and betting.
Yeah, no, again, there's page after page after page after page after page of soccer. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to give out some plays. At one point last week, I know you had a couple losers on Sunday, but at one point you were 9-1. And even at minus 300, at 9-1, you're going to win some money. So,
and we had a great week last week, because at the end, I finished 14-6.
Yep.
So, look at it this way. Whoever's betting like 200 still made money. You're going to get the losers as long as you go. Like, remember, if you cash more tickets, that's the bottom line. It's not how many winners you get. Cashing tickets is the thing. At good
and
value.
Also, with the way we bet soccer and any sport, not just soccer, but any sport, the play we gave out could lose, and we could end up winning more money because we were betting live action.
Exactly. Like a couple of days ago on Thursday, there was a game with Olympiacos playing at Wolves. Because I had something to do with my wife, so I didn't get a chance to really follow it or send you the play. But the goal was given like 4-5-1 when the goal scored. So if I was following that game and put even, let's say you put 30 euros, you're still making 150. So that's a good amount of money to make on a goal.
No doubt about it. No doubt about
it. That's it. Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. As always, we appreciate your insight. I'm Second Half Chaz. That's Paulo. It's Sports Betting Weekly. Don't forget to hit sportsbettinglessons.com. Send in your email. We'll get you all the information. And always be cashing.